This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus. Keeping you sane on the commute home. Dean, Dylan, and Venus, Mad Wednesday on Joy.
Very much so. It is Mad Wednesday on Joy. You've got Dean, you've got Dylan, Venus away, unfortunately. But something that also is not here.
But this is certainly going to brighten my day.
I'm going to say something that's also not here is some clothing.
We've bared all for our special guests. As much as I don't like to look at Dylan in the nut, I've done it because we feel like it's in our show of solidarity. Because joining us now are the Naked Magicians.
Well, this is a
good
news, bad news situation.
Hello, Chris. What's the bad news? What's the bad news, Chris?
Well, the bad news is you've only got half of us, and that's me.
Well, it's better than look. One naked magician is better than none. That's what I always say. If I've ever said that before,
I agree 100%. But I tell you what, at the show when there's two, everyone's having a good time.
Oh yeah, well,
do you notice people pay attention to one particular musician? I keep on saying magician.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. By the way, heads up, Chris. There's not going to be one joke that you haven't heard before a million times, but we can't help ourselves.
Do people pay attention?
Heads up is the first time I've ever heard that. And I like that.
Well, I just want to see if you ever film stuff. Do people just yell out, cut? It's a joke. thank you for that fake laughter. Do people pay attention to one of you, or do you kind of see who the different types of gentlemen that people are interested in with who they pay attention to?
Do you guys compete body-wise?
This is kind of cool. I don't really need to answer questions. You can just draw this question out for the next 5 minutes, yeah. I reckon. It's 50-50, hey. And we used to care. When we first got into the show, we were a bit competitive about it because we were best friends before we were the Naked Magicians. And so we got a bit competitive at the start, but it's literally 50-50. Some people are Team Chris. Some people are Team Mike. Mike's a swimmer. He's got those washboard abs. I've got shoulders that you might want to climb for days. So it just depends what you're into, really. But you always like one or the other. You never left without wanting one of them.
So here's my question. Which came first, your love of being a magician or your love of nudity?
Well, I mean, I have loved being naked since I was born, but I was a magician. I've been a professional magician since I was 20 years old. I'm 30 now. And I think it was about like 8 or 9 years into my career as an entertainer. I had this crazy idea. My best mate was Mike. He was a good-looking fella. He was a professional magician. People kept making jokes. The movie Magic Mike came out, and people kept making jokes at his expense. How big's your magic wand? Can you make your clothes disappear? All that stuff. And I'm like, holy shit. Oh, sorry, I don't know if I can say that. I was like,
well,
wow.
You have. Well, I didn't hear anything. Holy shit.
No, I didn't hear anything either. It turned out no one in history, had ever made a naughty magic show, even though being a magician was the second oldest profession ever. No one had ever just made a naughty magic show. So I'm like, Mike, this is going to be the best or worst idea we ever do, but let's give it a crack.
Seems to be working. I love that you've put the second oldest and first oldest profession and found a way to just merge them together into something that's entertaining for everyone.
I went to get defensive then. I'm like, wait, I'm not a prostitute. And I'm like, well, nah, let's be honest.
People give you money at the end of the day, as long as you get bills get paid. And now, Chris, I've done a bit of Insta stalking of you. You've slimmed up. Is that the public scrutiny of just eyes being on you all the time that you just need to be slim, taut, and terrific? Is that what's happened, or are you just looking after yourself?
Well, I've lost. Thank you for noticing. I love a good Insta stalk, by the way.
Yeah, it's research. It's called research.
Kilograms.
You've lost 4 to 5 kilograms.
45.
Oh wow. Okay.
45.
How big were you before? You look great in all the pictures. 45, that's a lot.
Thank you. Well, I'm a lot... Like, people don't realise how tall we are. I'm 6'2". And so it's like, you know, it all added up pretty easy. But now I'm 82 kilograms. And it's just nice and lean muscle now. And it wasn't... You know what? People were never really haters. But I just... There was a point where I realised that if I was going to... Like, the show started to get some real momentum... it became a hit globally, and that's when I knew I had to get serious about my health and fitness. So I wish it was sex, drugs, rock and roll, but there's no booze. It's just peppermint tea and exercise and lots of naps.
And just a lot of squats, I imagine, I mean, also from the Insta stalking.
I'm all about that booty. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're complaining, man.
So is Dylan. I mean, but it seems to be working out for you because, yeah, you're touring the world, but you're also, you know, on you're halfway through your massive tour, jumping around New South Wales, jumping around Australia, really. You guys are going everywhere doing your show.
It's been crazy. In 2015, that was the last time we toured Australia. We played Melbourne that year as well. It's been to 200 cities in 7 countries around the world. Now we're back in Australia for the first time in 3 years. This tour is 46 cities. It's just been absolutely massive.
That's crazy.
So we love it. Like, we're so thankful because this is something Mike and I just made together as two best friends. And literally the world has embraced the show and us some nights. And so every night we get on stage, we're just so thankful.
Does it make it an easy show to travel around with, given that you don't have to pack clothing, basically?
we had a bit of a situation at the airport today where they couldn't understand because we had so much luggage because we're on the road. Like, I mean, neither of us are light packers with our normal clothes. But then the show, because it is, people are surprised to learn it's a real magic show. So the stuff you see in the show is amazing. It's wow factor. It's big magic. So we have to pack just all this ridiculous stuff. And then we get to the airport with our 10 bags, literally like 10 suitcases. And every single time without a shadow of a doubt.
You had me at Big Magic.
Aren't you guys supposed to be... Oh, Big Magic. Yeah, it is Big Magic. Big uncut magic. How's that?
I love it. Well, Dylan's very excited for that. But here's my question. Have you ever had a magic trick that you've been concerned about doing while also being in the buff?
Well, it was a photo shoot where everything went south. And it wasn't until then. Like, we were carefree until this moment. And it was for, I think it was like one of the big Australian papers. I can't remember which one now. And we just had the top hats covering our magic wand. Mm-hmm. And Mike had to throw flash paper into the air for this photo. So it's like this paper that lights on fire. And as he threw it into the air, there was like this humidity in the room that didn't cause the paper to burn straight away. And it literally like snuck down and landed on fire on the tip of my junk.
Oh my God.
I actually physically burnt what is my job and my hobby.
Wow.
And it was a moment of pain and terror and anger and me running through News Corp swearing.
As long as it's just the tip, I suppose.
I mean, sometimes the tip is the best bit. Hey, come on.
The tip is the most important part.
Now, this is where you go.
I'll be honest here.
we go, you're a triple threat because, A, you can get you into your Judy Nudie. You can do magic, but you're also, it's comedy because you're at the Comedy Theatre in Melbourne. So will I laugh
it
as well?
It is the Comedy Theatre in Melbourne, a beautiful 1,000-seat theatre that we can't wait to play. We just headlined the New Zealand International Comedy Festival, which was an honour. It really is, like, one of the questions we get asked the most is what to expect, and we always say it's three things. And they're, like, big claims, but we stand by them. It's the most amazing magic you'll see live. It is the funniest comedy show that you will see, and we stand proudly by that. And you'll see it all delivered by two naked, buff Aussie boys.
Well, and that sounds good to me.
The best Insta stalk is the one you do in real life, is what I say.
But you've got to get off... Yeah, exactly. Get off Instagram because you want to actually come and see the show.
I mean, you can look us up on Instagram, you know, we're the Naked Magicians, or on Facebook as the Naked Magicians, but we're going to be in Melbourne next month doing it live. And what you can do, I think the best way to do it is to stalk every corner of us. And if you get on our social media, I mean, you can attest that we put up some pretty testy stuff. And then come and see us in person and act like you don't know everything about our life. You know when you stalk someone and then you see them in real life and you got to act like you don't know what they did like last holidays in 2015?
That's the real magic trick. That's the real magic trick right there.
That's exactly right.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, Christopher Wayne. He's a magician, not a musician.
No, he's a magician. We can't wait for the nude magicians. No, naked nude magicians. My brain has gone. I've got to put some clothes back on. It's getting cold. We can't wait to see the Naked Magicians when they hit Melbourne. But they are travelling all around Australia. So head to thenakedmagicians.com to get details where you can go and see them. We're going to put that up on our social media for Mad Wednesday because you want to get tickets. You want to see the magic wands. You want to see it all. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I just want to make sure it's just nakedmagicians.com, not thenakedmagicians.com.
Did I say... Did I say that?
You did say that. It doesn't matter. Because we're all friends.
Nakedmagicians.com.
No need for the
Hey, guys.
No.
Thank you so much for having me on. And legitimately so excited to come back to Melbourne, which is, I'm a Brizzy boy, but Melbourne's just the best city in Australia.
It's hard to get nude in the cold, though, but I'm sure you'll do it.
I believe in you.
Hey, give me a challenge, boy. Give me a challenge.
Thank you very much. This is Mad Wednesday on Joy.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You could take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI events. Help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Go clothes shopping for Venus. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Do it now. Help this Joy podcast grow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.